USA News. I'm Tim Berg. House Speaker Mike Johnson is pushing ahead on several bills to aid U.S. allies with a separate bill for the border. The move is angering some conservatives who want to oust him over the move. They argue the border should be tied to Ukraine to force Democrats to vote for its passage. More anti-Israel protests are taking place at New York's Columbia University. Thursday, the NYPD confirmed that 114 arrests were made after the school called police. Former President Donald Trump is not happy about the gag order a judge in his hush money case imposed on him. It bars him from talking about witnesses, jurors, prosecutors, staff, court staff, and their family members. Trump saying on Friday it's his constitutional right to speak and noted others involved in the case are allowed to speak, including star witness Michael Cohen. To which former federal prosecutor Andy McCarthy tells Fox News the former president does have a point.
He's barred from speaking about people who spend basically 24/7 speaking about him.
Israel says it launched a limited strike at several sites in Iran late Thursday night. U.S. officials confirming Israel struck a number of locations inside Iran with no word yet on whether there were any casualties. Several explosions were reported near an airbase of an Iranian city, home to a number of sites linked to Iran's nuclear program. Disaster was narrowly averted at Washington Reagan National Airport on Thursday as air traffic controllers managed to keep a Southwest Airlines plane from colliding with the departing JetBlue plane.
Southwest 2937, stop!
We stopped. We were cleared to cross runway 4.
The FAA is investigating the incident. The JetBlue plane was heading to Boston while the Southwest plane was heading to Orlando. This is USA News.
Listen up, ladies and gents. Are you or a special someone taking prescription meds to treat ED? Everyone knows how well they can work, but did you know that with one free call, you can start saving hundreds of dollars on every prescription order? Gone are the days of paying $30 plus per pill. Now, for less than $2 per pill, you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in your ED meds, in generic 20 milligram tablets. That's right, for less than $2 a pill, you can get the exact same results. Each order is discreetly delivered right to your door. There's even a money-back guarantee. Remember, you don't need to pay big prices to get big results. We'll save you hundreds of dollars on the exact same active ingredient. We deliver generic sildenafil for less than $2 a pill right to your door with a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. Call right now at 1-800-273-4776. That's 1-800-273-4776. Again, 1-800-273-4776. Call right now.
18-year-old Alex Yee was arrested after allegedly planning a school shooting in Rockville, Maryland. Montgomery County Public Police Chief Marcus Jones, speaking at a press conference about the importance of public safety measures and law enforcement cooperation.
It is important in our community, and these are very difficult decisions to make. We know that we have individuals who are troubled in our community, even our young people. But it is our role in public safety to make sure that these individuals get the necessary help that they need.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is condemning China's partnership with Russia. He says while the United States hasn't seen China directly supply Russia with weapons in their fight against Ukraine, China has given them important materials and components. Blinken speaking at a meeting of the G7 foreign ministers in Italy.
The G7 is united on the need for peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait, the South China Sea, the Korean Peninsula, and also united in standing up to China's unfair and non-market practices.
The National Park Service is encouraging Americans to get out and explore and kick off National Park Week. All natural park sites that charge an admission fee will be free to enter on Saturday. National Park Week runs through April 28th, and each day includes a theme such as Discovery, Volunteering, and Earth Day. More information about activities during the week can be found on the National Park Service website. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.